ओम शांति। सो गॉड केम डाउन एज ए सुप्रीम टीचर। आर यू इंटॉक्सिकेटेड ऑफ इट? नॉट ओनली दैट ही केम डाउन बट वी ऑल्सो केम डाउन टू हिम। He came for us. We should be highly intoxicated. He came for me to give everything. I love one sentence spoken by Baba in Murlis. Children, you can take whatever you want to take from me. You can get everything from me. Now it's up to you how much you receive. So I always love this version, that God Himself is standing in front of me and asking me, this is the kingdom for you. You can get it, you can claim it. So Baba gave us entire knowledge. He imparted complete knowledge to us. Since long, we had been searching for this true knowledge too. Not only for God, but for true knowledge too. In this life, my experience, right from my childhood, I started to search for the truth. I read Gita, Laukik Gita, and some scriptures, although I could not understand them, but I was fond of these things. What is the truth? When we came to Baba, He answered all of our questions. Do you think so? Whatever we had in our mind, either in this life or in many previous lives, He gave answer of everything. Knowledge, philosophy had become very complicated. Probably you know or don't know, I know. Indian philosophy, Hindu religion's knowledge is known as the highest knowledge in the world, Indian philosophy. And in India, we have many gurus, many scholars, many great pandits of knowledge. But no one could know, who am I? See, wonderful thing. Where is the abode of soul? No one could know. They were aspiring always for mukti. But where they have to go in mukti, no one knew it. And see, Baba, in one line, answered all these secrets. You are soul, this is your body, that's it. And we realize this is the truth. It's okay. We did not argue, oh, I am not soul, I am body, I am mind. One big confusion in all philosophies, in psychology, in medical science, mind and intellect are the part of this body. Medical science speaks this way, mind and intellect are the parts of our brain. Psychologists also could not understand anything more. And philosophers, sannyasis, yogis, They believed that mind and intellects are the part of subtle body, not the faculties of soul. And God clarified it. And many answers became clear. The things which were in question form, they turned into answer forms. Questions, finish. This great secret. And you know, many deep points Baba gave about soul. See, soul, tiny point of energy, and entire part is recorded in it. Wonderful knowledge. And it is imperishable, it will repeat in every kalpa. Great secret. And one another great secret he spoken, that in soul world, the souls of different religions stage in different sections, not all together. No one even can imagine about this. So wonderful knowledge of soul in all philosophies of the world, 5 points are considered. You must know this. Who am I? Who is God? What is yoga? What is Maya? What is heaven? 5 things are considered in all philosophies. So God clarified everything about these 5 things. Soul, God, yoga and mukti, salvation, Maya and heaven. I'm saying 6, but 5. Mukti also, because mukti, moksha, in Buddhism, in other religions, they call moksha, mukti, free from this cycle of birth and death. And there are many conceptions in different philosophies. I'm just speaking in front of you these secrets so that you can know. You can realize that Baba's knowledge is the deepest knowledge in the world. It's not a simple and ordinary thing. Simple, but not ordinary. In Indian philosophy, and in all other philosophies, scholars had been discussing about one thing. What is mukti? But is there any experience in mukti state? So there were 2 beliefs. One was that in mukti you will have no experience, because neither is there body, nor subtle body, nor mind and intellect. They believe this. Second conception, they say no. During mukti, we are delightful. We are delightful in deep ecstatic feeling. So others were giving the logic, if we experience bliss, delightfulness there, it means we had mind there. And Baba answered. What is Baba's answer? When we are in mukti, is there any experience? No, not even the experience of peace. Because mind and intellect are there in the soul, but they are in their inactive form, dormant form, not active. Because mind and intellect will become active when soul comes in the contact of brain. comes in the contact of body. So Baba has given us deep knowledge. You can divide this knowledge into various parts. Knowledge of soul, knowledge of God. To know God, it was like beyond imagination of people. They said, God is somewhere up above. God is everywhere. Hardly people could know that He is our Father. So, complete knowledge of God. And one secret, Baba says in Murli, I don't know you know or don't know it, you can listen now. The moment you know me exactly, you will become perfect. The moment we know who God is, not who, what God is, we will become completely yogi and will become perfect. We will become free from worries, anxieties, fears, negativity, waste thoughts. Mind will become stable because one who is God, one who is almighty, one who is supreme is my Father. See the magic of this word, my Father. He is not God for us. He is our, and we all are His family. We came so close to Him. So we came to know all secrets about God. Third knowledge. For us, the knowledge of mukti is not so important. But thirdly, knowledge of world cycle, world drama. And we are actors in this world drama, specifically for us, He spoke, you are hero actors of this world drama. How this world became heaven. How everything came down. Slowly and slowly, bit by bit, everything was coming down. But why? Baba gave its answer. Even scholars in India, they believe that nature was sato, golden aged, became rajo, copper aged, then became tamo, iron aged. I asked, why? When nature was like gold, why it became like iron? How gold changed into iron? No one answered it. No one could answer it. We know the secret. And from tamo, how it will become sato again? Who will make it? Their answer is God will make it. It is not the right answer. Our pure vibrations will purify this nature. And with the power of our yoga, nature will become from tamo pradhan to sato. So this is deep knowledge of world drama. If we learn how to use the knowledge of drama, we can become very stable, unshakable, fearless, free from worries, free from waste and negative thoughts. Knowledge of heaven, knowledge of Maya. So we got entire knowledge. You know everything. Now what I want to say you, we have to enjoy this knowledge. Knowledge means light. We have been enlightened. We got light. we are no more in darkness. Our path is clear. Am I right? Clear. We came in the light. So, we have to learn how to make this life easy, enjoyable, full of intoxication, full of happiness, full of peace. If we are in tension, if we face many problems in life and don't know how to face them, if we are always fearful, what will happen? If we have negativity in our life, if we have sorrowful feeling in our life, it means we did not come into light. Am I right? What brothers will say? Deep thing. Deep thing. So, first thing, come into light. Paths must become full of light. No darkness. No question. And with this light we have to learn the art of living. How to live the life. How to enjoy the life. How to make our life successful. Powerful, how to increase our will power. This knowledge is teaching us this art. So we have to learn the art of living, art of life. This way I have to think, this way I have to speak, this way I have to perform the actions. Okay, second thing. We have to enjoy Murli. Very important thing for Brahmin life. We have to enjoy Murli. I'm sharing you few points. What I did in my whole life, what I do even now. I had enjoyed Murli time every day in my life. In the life of 51 years of Madhuvan, every day I enjoyed Murli time. Sometime I can say more than Amrit Vela. You will laugh at it. Because at Amrit Vela there are some problems with everyone. Sometimes we enjoy, sometimes we don't, sometimes less, sometimes more. Sometimes we are tired. Effect of past day sometime. Effect of past dinner. Do you know it? Dinner. Dinner affects our Amrit Vela. Sometime it also affects. But Murli, at that time we are more fresh. If you don't feel sleepy, if you feel sleepy during Murli, you can use one yukti, start writing Murli points continually with this thought that I have to write down whole Murli. So mind will become there, attention will go in Murli and writing and sleep will finish. Otherwise, one another yukti, you know about pranayam, breathing exercise. One pranayam, we call it anulom vilom, this way. By this pranayam, oxygen enters our brain. And this oxygen opens many blockages in the brain. So it's very useful pranayam. All human beings of this world must do it 5 minutes every day in the morning. It is very helpful for our brain. It energizes our brain. So Murli time. How to listen Murli? God is talking to me. have this good thought in your mind. God, the Supreme Teacher, He's talking to me. I'm godly student. I'm sitting in front of God, face to face of God. And He's talking to me. He's reminding me something. You listen to Murli every day with this angle. God is reminding me many things every day. Oh children, you had been deities. Every day Baba says it. You had been very pure. You ruled over the world. You are very powerful. You are almighty. Realize that. Accept that. Are you understanding what I mean to say? At the same time, accept it. I was deity. Perfect. Powerful. Very pure. Bring that form in front of you for a second only. I was such deity. So many things in life will become easy automatically. You will need not to work hard for self-change or for bringing purity in your life or for making yourself very powerful or positive. Things will become easy. Okay? Do it every day. So God is reminding me, you are soul, child, be soul conscious. Immediately practice that. So what Baba speaks in Murli, at the same time we have to bring that thing into practice, into our feeling, into our deep realization. Okay, second thing. What I did in my life, I share in front of you. Whatever is possible to you, you can do. In beginning, when I did my intense tapasya for many years, so it was my natural practice. As soon as I went for Murli, I sat there. So I am soul. I will listen Baba's Murli through my ears. And from Shiv Baba, vibrations are coming down to me continually. It was my very simple and practical practice. I enjoyed this practice. So 1 hour of Murli was for me 1 hour of yoga too. And very good concentration. Other time, I could visualize Shiv Baba continually and listen his Murli. It was my good practice. I made my intellect so powerful at that time. And for this, I had one thought in my mind. You can practice it in your own life. Intelligent is that person who can stabilize his intellect on God. So if I am intelligent, I will say myself that I am intelligent if I can concentrate fully. If I have so many questions in mind, so many problems in mind, if my mind fluctuates here and there, I am not intelligent. So I protected my intellect from any wasting of this world. So first 12 years for me were like the blessing for me in this Brahmin life. I did intense practice of yoga for 16 years. And aim was to divinize my life, to divinize my mind and intellect. second thing about this knowledge, we have to change this knowledge into our wisdom. A great secret thing, deep thing. I explain you this point and you can make entire knowledge into your wisdom. Wisdom is a great thing. Wisdom, I can say, is a nourishment for our intellect. A man can become knowledgeable, but not possible that he is wise. A person who is uneducated can be a wise person. Are you agree to me? I have seen many mothers in India, uneducated, but most intelligent. They had been doctors for whole village. They knew many things of kitchen. If one person has this disease, give this from kitchen to him and he will be okay. And it worked always. So, knowledge and wisdom, both things are separate. We have to make this knowledge into our wisdom. How? Will you answer? Churn knowledge, right. This is the only answer. Churn and imbibe. Although churning will help in imbibing, but Baba gave one example. If you eat the food, and food is digested properly, it changes into blood, and then it changes into 8 kind of energies in the body. Our medical science says it, 8 important juices, energies are created by our daily food, if it is digested. But if it is not digested, it becomes toxin, poison for our body. It produces gases, acids and many other toxins in our bodies. It causes disease. So if you churn the knowledge, it means you digest knowledge. So knowledge will become might. And the essence of knowledge will be absorbed by our intellect, it becomes wisdom. So by churning, we can make our knowledge wisdom and might. So we have to do like this. And what is the method of churning? Many complain we can't churn. We don't know how to churn. I'm saying you one simple method. Don't think it's a complicated thing. Oh, my mind doesn't work. What to do? Just remember 5 points from everyday Murli whole day. Whole day doesn't mean all the time we have to remember them, but at least 5 times in the day. 5 points from Murli, 5 times in whole day, if you remember, those 5 points will be giving you subtle energy. So one great secret you must know. I am sharing this in all classes, because this is the biggest thing for all human beings of this world. Not only for Brahmins, but for all. our each and every thought generates energy. And then from soul, that energy goes to our brain, to our intellect, to our mind. It is, every thought is creating energy. So suppose, Baba says, God is teaching you, be intoxicated of this. And 5 times or 10 times in the day I remembered, oh, God is teaching me. I'm so fortunate. God has come to give me light. He has given me entire knowledge. So by these thoughts, very pure and powerful energy will go to our brain. It will open up many things into our brain. So keep it always in your mind. Our each thought is important. Avyakt Bab Dada many times he spoke about the importance, about the value of your time and thoughts. And these two words were important. Your each second is important. Your each minute is significant. And your each thought is very great. I love this line very much. Your each thought is very great. One thought can make you great. One thought can make you peaceful. One thought can make you happy. One thought can make us successful. One thought can make us fearless. And one thought, in other side, can give you tension, fear, sorrow and misery, can create problems. So thoughts are very great because they generate energy. They supply energy to our brain, to our mind, to our intellect. So churning this way becomes very useful for every Brahmin soul. So your knowledge will become your wisdom, will become your might. And in Baba's words, one Avyakt Muli came just 2 months before, each point of knowledge must become weapon for you. With the help of those weapons, you will fight against Maya, you will get victory over Maya, and you will become a victorious jewel. Do you remember this, Muli? Get the experience of each point of knowledge. It should not remain the points, but it should become experience of your life. Everything must come into the deep feeling. Now how churn this? Knowledge of soul, knowledge of God, knowledge of drama. I am taking these 3 kinds of knowledge in brief. Knowledge of soul. One experience all have to get in life, that if we practice soul consciousness, if we visualize ourselves a soul, not always, not for hours and hours, but 10 seconds, each time and 10 times a day only, or you can say once an hour. So you will experience past is forgotten automatically. You need not to do any effort to forget the past. Automatically, you will become free from the impression of the past, from the impact of the past, from the thoughts of the past. Try with this. If you practice this visualization, I am saying, soul consciousness is a big thing, but visualization, if you visualize soul this way, the speed of your mind will become very slow. Every day it will be becoming slow, slow, slow. You know, psychologists say that in everyone's mind, there are 25 thoughts per minute. And nowadays, in Kali Yuga, this speed is becoming fast. In someone's mind, 35 thoughts, 40 thoughts, and in someone's mind, 50 thoughts per minute. So when psychologists observe that in a human mind, every day there are 50,000 thoughts, 50,000, you cannot imagine, 60,000, 40,000. So lot of energy of mind is exhausted, wasted, used in our thoughts. Now we have to slow down the speed of mind. I ask you one question. When we had been gods and goddesses in golden age, how many thoughts were there in our mind per minute? What was the speed of thoughts in our mind? Can you imagine? Brothers? First brothers. Few? No, how? How many? No, 4 or 5? 2? Eh? 8? 1? Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thoughts can become in the mind of yogis only. When we were deities, 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. 8 to 10 thoughts. So now, we can experience in a natural way of life, in natural life, we will have 8, 10, 12, 16 thoughts per minute. Not many. Not many. So automatically, thoughts speed will become slow and the energy which was going waste in thoughts will be saved and we will become powerful. So this is the effect of visualizing soul. And it's a good practice. Your mind will become stable. Concentration power will increase day by day. So you should focus on this. Visualizing self. Anytime, even in your job, office, cooking, while doing anything. Second thing, knowledge of God. Big knowledge. Knowledge of soul is also very big. But I gave you just one example. God, He is my Father. Bring it into your deep intoxication. He is my Father. My. He belongs to me. He is my Father, my friend. Make Him your friend. Khuda dost, God friend. And see the experience. He is always with me. Baba's words, I would like to remind you, beautiful words, you can use them in your life. Whenever you are in problem, when there is any difficulty with you in your life, just ask Baba, my Baba, oh sweet Baba, come down to me and help me. Please give me help. And Baba will come down immediately to help with you. Because Last line is very good in those five lines. Baba is bound to come down and to help with you. He's bound. Children are calling, why can I not come down to you? I will come. So make use of it. Take full benefit of this best opportunity, golden opportunity. God is ready to help with me all the time. I am not alone. Keep churning this way. Every day, when you say good morning to Baba in the morning, you say him good morning? Do you bid good morning to him? Realize, feel that he put hand of his blessing on my head. Feel it for some moments, for 10 seconds. Blissful feeling. Whenever you invoke me, I will come down. It is my promise to you. Bring it into your experience. I am always with you, with my thousands of arms. I am not alone in this world. God is helping me. God is with me. Bring it into your experience. Make it your biggest weapon, biggest might for your whole life. So whenever you are in problem in your life, invoke him. Call him. Baba, come down to me. I am in this problem. Finish this problem. Ask him with right, not like beggars, not like devotees, with full right. Baba, come down to me. I need your help. He will come definitely. And just he comes down and problem will finish. He need not to do many things. His presence will solve many problems. So make it your habit. Make it your nature. 10 times every day you have to invoke him. Suppose you have to go somewhere out from your home. You have a car. Before entering your car, Baba, come down. Come with me. Or sometime you can say, become my driver. Suppose you have to give a lecture in a school and you have little fear. Baba, come down. If you have any problem with your body, a wonderful experience you can have. You have any disease, all of a sudden you got some problem. There is no facility, no doctor, no medicine. Baba, O Supreme Surgeon, come down and relieve my pain. You will see miracles. When you are working in your office, ask him, Baba, today I have too much to do, lot of work. Come down, help with me. And you will see, work is done quickly. If you have to cook food of 10 people, you are alone, you are little bit worried, what to do, how to do, lot of work, call him, Baba, come down and you will see magic. So make it your nature. I have experience of every day, because I made it my nature. I have to give many classes. I forget never. Baba, come down. And I get always wonderful experience. So make use of Baba. Make him your might. Thirdly, I would also like to say something about purity to you. Purity is the biggest power in the world. Pure vibrations will bring subtle change in this nature. Pure vibrations will change this sky, sun, moon and stars. You must know it. Our purity is the blessing for this entire world. Our purity is the beauty for our own self. Our purity is the divinity for our brain. So give importance to your purity and make it your power. Not just simple purity, make it your power. My purity is my power. Pure vibrations spread out all the time from us. They protect us. You must know these two things. If we are in the feeling of Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. So mightful vibrations, powerful vibrations will create an aura around us. Powerful aura. It will protect us all the time. It will protect us from bodiless souls. It will protect us from natural calamities in future. It will protect from negative energy of this world now. So make your purity into your power. Give importance to it. Knowledge of Dharma. Beautiful knowledge. We use this knowledge in order to make ourselves very stable. So choose at least 5 points from knowledge of Dharma. 5 only. And bring them into your practical use. Suppose you are a little bit worried of future. What will happen tomorrow? What will happen in this case? Today, here is such and such problem. What will happen next day? So how you will use the knowledge of Dharma? You have to answer. How you will use this knowledge of Dharma? What will happen? This one thought. It causes many problems in mind. So what will happen? How to fully stop? No, with the help of Dharma's knowledge, which point you will use? Future is predestined. So whatever there is fixed in Dharma, it will happen. Dharma is accurate. This is also a good point. Nothing is going to happen unaccurately. Accurately. So you can use this point. If you have fear in your mind, fear. How you can finish the fear from your mind? With the knowledge of Dharma or with the knowledge of Baba? I want to beware all Brahmins specifically. Feeling of subtle fear is increasing day by day in many minds of the world, in this whole world, many people are having the feeling of subtle fear, and it will increase day by day. I am not an astrologer, but I can predict by 2025 a great wave of fear will spread in this whole world. Not only fear of destruction, but fear from inside will come up. Our own vices will create fear in our mind. Sinful actions of the past will create fear in mind. Many past bad events which took place will cause fear in everyone's mind. So we have to become very powerful. How? I am the child of Almighty. I am the child of Almighty, therefore I am Master Almighty and I am fearless. You can use the power of subconscious mind this way. When you wake up in the morning, in first 3 minutes, psychologists say that for 10 minutes our subconscious mind is active in the morning. When we wake up, subconscious mind is awakened up to 10 minutes. So I am saying you, in first 3 minutes, you can create this thought, I am Master Almighty, I am fearless. 7 times. I am Master Almighty, I am fearless. Fear will finish. You can do it for 21 days only, and all kinds of fear will end. Instead of? No. That can also be used. But for becoming fearless, you can use this, I am Master Almighty and I am free from fear. You can say like this. You can use this power of subconscious mind for many problems. In the morning, in first 3 minutes or up to 5 minutes, you can create those thoughts which you want in your life. Suppose you want success in your life. You can create such thought, I am Master Almighty and a successful soul. Traffic control. Yes. So 3 minutes. Sanjay, yahan bhi red light or traffic control khol do bhai. Okay, 3 minutes silence.
गीता ज्ञानी सुनाया ससुराल विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
about fear? No, she was saying that some other word can we use. So my answer is, whatever you want in your life, you can create that kinds of thoughts in the morning. Suppose you want wealth, a necessity of everyone, and I would say to all Brahmins must do this practice every morning. 5 times or 7 times only, I am the most fortunate soul in the world. And I am the richest in the world. I am most fortunate and richest in the world. So what happens? The philosophy that works, you must know, the vibration of the waves of these thoughts is spread out, goes into the nature, and there is always a reaction between our thoughts, vibrations and nature. And nature creates same things and sends them back to us. So I am most fortunate. I am the richest in the world. I am a successful person. Or if you are not happy in the life, I am the most happy person in the world. I achieved God. I am most fortunate. I am most happy. So charge yourself in the morning with such thoughts and you will achieve many things in life. So this way, we can know, we must know Baba's wisdom, God's knowledge will give us everything. If we want peace, we all become peaceful, we know. Baba's knowledge provides peace to us. If we want happiness, if we want success, if we want might, if we want to increase our willpower, if we want to make our future very bright, future of this life, we can do, we can achieve everything from this knowledge. So knowledge is the tonic for our life, tonic for our mind and brain and intellect, the thing that we have to use it, churn it and bring it into your practice. Just I share one of my private experience when I was child means 20 years, 22, 25, I was here. So I used to go in Mount Abu's rocks here and there alone. And sometime I was informed, here is the cave of panthers. You should not go there. But in order to make myself free from fear, I used to go there. With one thought, Baba said in Murli, if you are in my remembrance, if you are yog-yukt, nothing wrong will happen to you. So I want to prove this version true. So I used to go everywhere. In front of Pandavon, you can see many high rocks. I used to go there in morning, sometime evening, in midday. So this way we can use many things of Baba's knowledge. You can make a simple plan. You can choose only 5 points from Murli in the beginning and bring them into your use and see the practical result of those things. Lastly, I would say one thing to you, which is also very good practice for everyone's life. Many times everyone is worried of what will happen, what will happen, what will happen. But everything will happen good to me. From now onwards, everything will happen good to me. Have this thought confidently in your mind and see the result. You will find wonderful result of this one thought. Because our own thoughts determines our future. So this thought will determine your beautiful future. Everything will become good to me, will happen good to me. And you can add two more things, because God is with me and I am most fortunate soul. So when I am most fortunate and God has become my companion, then nothing can happen wrong. Everything will become good. So this way, make this knowledge your power and your wisdom, and enjoy your time in Gyan Sarovar. For Baba here are 4 days. Should I give you 4 practice, 1 practice for each day? You can note down for today. Simply two thoughts. You can immerse many times today, say by the night at least 25 times, or every hour 5 times is good, 3 to 5 times. I am a great soul and I am most fortunate. 2 thoughts for today. I am a great soul and I am most fortunate. Today is 30th, tomorrow, 31st. I am an angel of purity. You can also add second word, I am lighthouse, might house angel. And From me light and might are spreading out. From each part of my body, vibrations of light and might are going out. Good visualization. If you do it 3 times per hour, you will enjoy whole day. Then 1st of February, I am Master Almighty. And Almighty Shiva Baba is the canopy of protection over my head. Make this vision. So I am under the protection of Almighty God. Baba's Day, 2nd of February. Again, you have to create the thought, I am most fortunate soul, because God Himself is meeting me, is coming down to meet with me. And you have to create 2 kinds of vision. Once, Bap Dada came down to me and he's giving me drashti. Receive drashti from him. Second time, that Shiv Baba, word for him in Hindi is very good word, Gyan Surya. You know this word. Gyan Surya Shiv Baba came down in front of me and from here his rays are coming to me. From the front, visualize that just 5 or 10 feet away from me, here is Gyan Surya. From him, powerful rays are coming to me. Thus do for 4 days and you will enjoy Baba's day very much. You will not miss that Baba did not come. You will experience. Whenever I remember him, he comes down. No problem. All the time he can be with me. Okay, Om Shanti. Now we will do 1 kind of yoga practice. And you can do it every day. I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, powerful rays in red color, might, red color. Powerful rays in red color are spreading and making a powerful aura around me. We have to sit for 1 minute in this powerful circle of might around me. And then, together with this aura, I soul flying up. Together with this aura, not only point of energy, with powerful aura, and I reach to soul world, and I am there with Almighty. His might, His energy is entering me. Okay, red light. Tune bajayenge bhai, tune. Sanjay, tune. So So create an aura of might around you. Together with this aura, I am going to my soul world. I am in soul world and receiving the might from Almighty Shiva Baba. His rays of might are coming down to me. With this powerful aura, I came down in my body. And here is most powerful aura of might around me. Thank you very much.